Hello?
Yes, this is Lakin. I do request a call back from customer service.
Yes, I have a question. I got this, what I thought was a free thing that you wear, a watch band that gives you information about your body or whatever. You're with me? It's called a wrist. It's a wrist something.
Yes.
Okay. It was a promotion through Lowe's here in Pennsylvania, and you charged me $7.92. And then on the 25th of this month, you charged me $59.87. I thought it was a free thing. What's going on?
Let me get this pulled up for you. Yeah, so I can explain the information. What's your zip code?
19518.
Okay. First and last name?
John Harold, H-E-R-O-L-D.
Okay. And then verify your address for security purposes.
502 Black Mat Road, Douglasville, PA, 19518.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see you did sign up for the smartwatch originally. So this is how it works. Whenever they advertise this to you, they're going to tell you things about it. They're going to say you could pay for shipping, which that is correct. So that's just to see if you want to buy it. Once you agree, okay, yeah, I want to pay for the shipping. And you scroll down and it says you agree to policy terms and conditions. That's what you're actually authorizing. So you have to read that. Then it tells you that watch is only free 1 to 14 days of purchase. And if you don't call it to cancel it, they're going to bill you full price. But you probably didn't read that due to the way it was advertised. And you probably just thought it meant pay for shipping. You probably just thought you were getting a one-time purchase.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's what most people think. That's why I tell people you have to be careful. Anytime when something advertises to you and it says pay for shipping, that's just to tell you things about it to see if you want to buy it. That doesn't mean that's what you're agreeing to when you agree to pay for the shipping.
Yeah, I thought it was a, not a free gift, but a gift that Lowe's was promoting their business.
Oh, okay. They do promote it. What they do is companies that you're affiliated with, they do promote these free gifts through them because that is correct. They are free. But it's just that once you sign up, you just have to read those terms and conditions, and then it just tells you how long it's free or if you have to call in to cancel it. So that's where people get confused at. They don't ever read that information.
I see. Yeah, I guess I'm one of those people.
No, you're fine. Okay. You're one of the million people because everybody that calls in, nobody, that's the same thing. So, I didn't even know. I didn't read it. Nobody does.
Yeah, well, you get caught in a situation like this, and I thought maybe – somebody's trying to hack into my account or something, because you got my, the credit card information. I thought maybe this was something that somebody was doing. Okay, I get it. I see what's going on. How's the weather in California?
I'm in Alabama, so it's fairly warm here. I think it's around 70.
Oh, I thought you're in California.
Everybody thinks that. That's where the product, that's where your product ships from. So that's why it shows up like that. But people think we're there, but we're not.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. How's the weather there where you're at? Is it raining or?
It's about 40 degrees out there. It's sunny.
Oh, God.
And breezy. Yeah.
Whoa, it's cold.
Nice. Yeah, but 40 degrees is a lot better than 5 or 10.
You got that right.
You have a southern accent. What happened?
Oh, you're the first. Normally when people call in, they say, oh, you must be from the south. And I'll say, why? They'll say, because your accent. So I guess that's a good thing. It doesn't sound like that to you.
No, sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, most people say.
I reckon you had a good time.
No, I don't talk like that. I look, no, that's deep down in the country right there. That's deep down in the south.
Yeah, years ago, I hitchhiked with a cousin, and we got a ride down to Virginia, and he's pulled in for gas, and this fella come out. He looked like Gomer Pyle. And he said something, and I had no idea what he was saying. And he kept looking at me, and the driver of the car said, he wants to know if you want your gas to be filled up, you know, fill the tank up. And it was so garbled, so funny. The words were stretched out a mile long. It was crazy. But anyway, I thank you for your help.
All right, you're so welcome, sir. If you have any other problems, just call us back at this number.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, sir.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.